Kavanaugh joins us for her weekly spot, political commentator on 94.9, our sister station, out there with Lee Elsie and all the folks. And Lori, good morning. Well,
hello there. Hello there. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I have to go on Vice President, former Vice President Biden.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
You can't handle
old Joe, huh? What a surprise.
Comes to my nickname for him. That brings me to my nickname for Joe Biden. Call him Hans.
Hans, yes. Hans, yes. Yeah, well, he's, I don't know, Laura, I was watching some of the media yesterday, and Mika Brzezinski, among one of them on MSNBC, said, well, she goes, Joe is just an affectionate guy.
Nobody
should get really upset about this, right?
Well, from, you know, the woman from Connecticut that came forward and described her interaction with him, how he grabbed her head and dragged her head towards him and started rubbing his nose against her nose, thought he was going to kiss him, but he gave her an Eskimo kiss.
Yeah, the nose rub.
When's the last time you heard about Eskimo kissing? I mean,
well, it's
I didn't even know what it was.
Oh yeah, when you rub
I thought
nose.
It was just for the Eskimos.
No, you rub noses. That's
I
it.
Know,
yeah,
I
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Do you know why they do that?
Why?
Why?
Oh, I bet. Is it so cold that their lips will stick together? No, I don't know. I mean, seriously.
Well, that's one way to keep it going.
Okay.
No, actually, well, you would think it would get hotter, so their lips would thaw.
Yeah.
What they do, there's actually scent gland in your cheeks.
Okay.
And they believe that the technique is to bring the head towards you and rub noses so you can pick up the of the other person.
The scent of the other
through
person.
Through their cheek scent gland.
Brad's got a very strange look on his face.
Well, so here's the 76-year-old VP. He's been in the office. It's kind of hard to attack him for all of this when he's already been a vice president.
Yeah.
Right, don't you think it's kind of strange?
Well, it's just, Laura, don't you think the whole, Brad and I were talking about this before.
This is ridiculous. It's
just, the whole thing is, you know what I find strange, Laura? And I've known guys like Joe Biden in the workplace and in radio and other businesses, but I would, you know what I find strange, Laura, honestly? The fact that in a position like that, when you are vice president, I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, male, female. To me, if I was in that position, I would just extend my hand and for a very nice, you know, non-offensive handshake, hey, congratulations, nice to meet you. I don't get the putting my hands on people and drawing. I'm sorry, Lori. I just don't get it.
I feel that it is just a he insecure man.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's... And his insecurity, the way he handles himself publicly among women, where he's very insecure around women. Because men who are secure around women, they don't do that.
No.
They don't act like that.
I Brad, I don't know about you, but I never, I mean, and the whole thing about the hugging and the rubbing and the shoulders,
I just
don't get it.
He's creepy.
Well, again, and I know people that know, you know, we have personal friends here on the show that know Mr. Biden and say that he's a nice, and I'm, listen, you never really hear anything tawdry about,
right.
but this stuff is just a little, and again, Laurie, I think we know what's going on here. We've talked about this, and we just talked about it with Lee a few minutes ago, and we've been talking about it for a couple of days. Laurie, this is a hit piece. This is a hit on him by the far left of the party that does not want anybody resembling a quasi-normal Democrat to get the nomination.
That's right.
So they're looking to take him right out of the knees here.
It is a hit piece. I do agree with you.
Yeah.
But what bothers me is that there are so many Democrats who have misbehaved in very, very serious manners, and they are they get elected. Even when it all comes out, and I believe Emerson is a good example of that, where now he's attorney general, I think, of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota, I'm not sure. In any case, the people in the Democratic Party at very, very high levels in the DNC have been accused of much worse than rubbing noses. and giving Eskimo kisses.
Well, let's go back.
And yet they're put in very, very high positions of power. And I am sick of, absolutely disgusted with, the Democratic Party's perpetual, you know, they go after people.
Mm-hmm.
They're ruthless.
Yeah, sure.
They are, and they do they hurt. They have done things even on a local level.
Yeah. Yeah.
For example, when I ran for mayor of the city of New London,
yeah.
I ran for mayor to actually get elected. I did it for a plan.
Okay.
And they hired a felon.
Yeah.
To follow my car behind my, to follow me, intimidate me. I was in my car with my daughter. They hired a guy that was right on my end of my car.
Okay.
I was so afraid. I didn't know who, because I pulled off into a certain location where I felt safe,
because
I didn't want to bring my daughter home. He went in front of me, and I got hit. I pulled over. He pulled his car in front of me because he wasn't the brightest light bulb.
Yeah.
I got his license plate number.
Yeah.
There's a court case. It turns out that he was a convicted felon, and he was hired by the opposition in order to intimidate me. I'm nobody. Why would they do that? But these tactics are so, I think the people don't like all of these types of underhanded tactics.
Oh, no.
Their opposition. There's no statesmanship anymore.
Now,
there's
do you believe that he is going to actually run?
Yeah, what do you think? You think he gets in or not?
I do not believe he's going to run.
Okay, see, I think he will.
But he's not going to win.
No, I don't.
He is. I could be totally wrong, but they say he is. But
yeah, I don't think he wins either. But, boy, I got to tell you. And you know what? You know what else, Lori? Not only is this a hit piece to keep him, you know, a hit here to keep him not running, but think also, and you've run for office, you know this, it's also to cut off any possible campaign money, too. Because, you know, he has admitted he needs Wall Street money to do this. So, you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, are we going to write those checks? You know what I mean? We're going to be attached to him if we write these checks. So
his Ukraine meddling is going to, on behalf of his son, is going to
get
Eskimo kisses, I don't think.
All right. And on that note, with Eskimo kisses, we will give everybody a big rub of the nose. Hold on. I'm going to do it in the mic. Ready? There it is.
We need a new microphone.
And then now I have to change the mic screen. Lori, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Lori. Right.
Have a good one.
There you go. I gave everybody a little. Hold on. Literally, as I'm rubbing my nose on the mic.